I think we are, it's actually your question, so we can, I'll let you speak as well.
I didn't really, you didn't ask the question that I gave you. What I'm saying is that we're having a major problem with global acidification of the oceans and plastic, you know, microplastics and many, many other issues concerning the oceans. Here we have mercury pollution in Penobscot Bay, and you need to be near the ocean to bring all that crap into your facility, where you could use fresh water. I know that salmon live all year long in fresh water because my grandfather fished them, you know, for many, many years in Lucid, where they grew to 30 inches or more. And it would be really good for towns like mine, which are having, you know, this tax rate is really increasing rapidly. We could, and we have all kinds of land, old farms and so forth, where you could find plenty of land. And we have tons of water coming down off Appleton Ridge and so forth and many other places. And you can easily salinate the water with rock salt, which is very inexpensive. I think you ought to think of alternatives like that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry if I misinterpreted your question.
You can attempt to salinate with rock salt, and I've seen it done in the past, but it doesn't have the correct micronutrient profile that the fish need to allow them to develop properly. And so what you'll actually get is a variety of deformities in the fish, which make it largely unmarketable. You can grow fish, or these fish, to market size in freshwater, but you need vast amounts of freshwater to do that. And that's why it's more effective to bring water in from the ocean rather than tapping purely freshwater sources. So that is one of those aspects that we're looking at. So rock salts isn't a very effective. It can be done, but it's not the best means of doing it. It doesn't have the correct profile, if that helps answer your question. We also have a very effective intake system for filtering and treating treating that water that we're coming in. And so it's disinfected and cleaned and filtered effectively, so any of those potential materials would not make their way into the facility.
I was under the impression that there are plants, say, in Wisconsin and other places that use that method and have used it successfully. So you're correct me if I'm wrong.
You are referring to Superior Fresh, yes. And that's an aquaponics facility where the majority of their sales are actually based off of the plants that they're growing, and the fish is actually a byproduct of the aquaponics operation.
And why didn't you consider doing that and building on a place that wasn't a green space? If you are a state-of-the-art green facility.
So, finding a good site is really difficult. We did a scientific search along this whole coastline. We spent 4 months on it. And one of the challenges we ran into with freshwater was that, as been noted here, there are major pollution areas along this coastline, unfortunately, especially out the rivers that have mills in the old days. One of our most important criteria was clean water, a clean product. And I can tell you, finding a good site next to the ocean with clean water and other, you know, infrastructure availability is exceedingly difficult. So this site in Belfast came up as pretty much the only one that met all the criteria. But it's still fascinating to see that there's other sites wanting to be in the competition, so I appreciate that. And, you know, honestly, I think the state has potential for more of this industry. I'd like to say what we try to do, and I understand there are concerns, but we have set a completely different standard in discharge treatment than the rest of this industry. You can compare to all other applications out there. If you look at the discharge per pound of fish, you will not find anyone that matches our discharge. I just wanted to make that clear. And that's because we have taken the concerns seriously. So we might be looking at other sites in the future, but I'd like to say at this time, you know, we are committed to Belfast. We've been clear to that to the city as well. The amount of resources expended locally has grown as well. So our task now is to make sure we make this into a good project for this city, and with input from all of you as well. And we do listen, and we do try to take into account input as it comes along.